From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An Islamist movement statement Thursday said Taliban leader Mullah Omar died of an illness but gave no details of when or where. Pakistan says the next round of Afghan peace talks have been postponed because of this at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Malaysia's Director General of Civil Aviation left for Toulouse, France, late on Thursday to look into whether a sea-crusted wing part that washed up on Reunion Island in the western Indian Ocean belongs to a missing Malaysian Airlines flight, Flight 370. Azharuddin Abdul Rahman spoke with reporters before leaving Kuala Lumpur Airport.
This is the most credible lead that we have to date of any part of the aircraft that we can locate or we can identify. So pray that our visit to our investigation will come to a fruitful outcome. Very important for the closure of this MH370. Thank you.
Flight 370, which disappeared on March the 8th, 2014, with 239 on board, is the only Boeing 777 known to be missing. Flight 370 had been traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, but investigators believe, based on satellite data, that the plane turned south into the Indian Ocean and then vanished from radar. Nigeria's army says it rescued 59 women, children, and older men being held hostage by the Boko Haram Islamic militants. Army officials say soldiers raided Boko Haram hideouts near the northeastern city of Maiduguri. Officials are saying that many of the terrorists were killed and a number of weapons and vehicles seized. This is VOA News. An Egyptian court postponed a session on Thursday where it was due to announce a verdict in the retrial of three Al Jazeera journalists charged with supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Al Jazeera said it's extremely angry that the Cairo court postponed the verdict for Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, and Australian Peter Grest. A new session is expected to take place next week. An appeals court ruled in January that they should be given a new trial after prosecutors failed to provide sufficient evidence to show they supported the Brotherhood. Turkey's declared that its Incirlik airport is open to U.S. jets to attack the Islamic State militant group. The base, which is located close to the Syrian border, is seen as crucial by the U.S. in the battle against the jihadist. More now from Dorian Jones.
Ankara's decision to open the Incirlik Air Base to U.S. jets was reportedly described as a game-changer by one U.S. official in the battle against Islamic State. Incirlik is located 110 kilometers from the Syrian border, meaning U.S. jets could reach their targets much faster than from locations they've been using. The use of Incirlik by U.S. forces, especially in conflicts with its neighbors, is always a sensitive subject for Turkey, and Turkish governments are very careful about wording terms of use. But analysts say unless there is a clear agreement on the use of Incirlik, the potential for disputes will remain, warning that Ankara in the past is very skillful in manipulating its use to secure its objectives. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A Korean-Canadian missionary detained in North Korea since January has reportedly confessed to plotting so-called subversive acts against the North. Pyongyang's official news agency said Thursday that Reverend Hyun Soon Yim, pastor of the Light Korean Presbyterian Church in Toronto, admitted during a press conference to quote-unquote subversive plots and activities in a sinister bid to build a religious state in the DPRK. Canadian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman says Canada is deeply concerned about the case, but she gave no further information or comment on the reported confession. Outspoken Chinese artist Ai Weiwei has arrived in Germany to visit his son, first time he has left China since his passport was revoked in 2011 after a crackdown on dissidents. Chinese authorities returned his passport a week ago. 57-year-old frequent critic of Beijing has never been formally charged with or convicted of a crime, despite being repeatedly harassed, arrested, and fined by Chinese authorities. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.